gained a lot of insight and documentation, and it's, you know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. Welcome to day 593.
I'm just hearing about it, and I heard, I did hear from Lindsay, but I'm just hearing about it, so we're going to have a very inaccurate book, and that's too bad.
No,
but I don't blame you entirely.
All
right. Okay. Well, accurate is that nobody's ever done a better job than I'm doing as president, that I can tell you. So that's, and that's the way a lot of people feel that know what's going on, and you'll see that over the years.
Bob Woodward's book describes Trump as an emotionally overwrought, mercurial, and unpredictable leader, and his presidency as, quote, an administrative coup d'etat, end quote. Woodward also describes the executive branch as having a nervous breakdown where senior aides hide official papers from Trump's desk so he won't sign them in order to protect the country. In one instance, Gary Cohn, Trump's former top economic advisor, stole a letter off Trump's desk that the president wanted to sign, which would have withdrawn the U.S. from a trade agreement with South Korea. In another, Trump ordered Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to assassinate Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad, saying, quote, let's fucking kill him. Let's go in. Let's kill the fucking lot of them, end quote. Mattis told Trump that he would, but immediately told an aide, quote, we're not going to do any of that. We're going to be much more measured, end quote. Woodward also reports that John Kelly once called Trump an idiot and told colleagues that the president was unhinged and that, quote, he's gone off the rails. We're in crazy town. I don't even know why any of us are here. This is the worst job I've ever had, end quote. The book, Fear, Trump in the White House, will be released on September 11th. The White House called Bob Woodward's book nothing more than fabricated stories, many by former disgruntled employees, told to make the president look bad. John Kelly issued a statement denying that, quote, I ever called the president an idiot, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump attacked Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department again on Twitter, this time in connection with the indictments of two GOP congressmen on corruption charges. Trump said the charges could hurt the Republican Party in the midterm elections. Quote, two easy wins now in doubt because there is not enough time, Trump tweeted. Good job, Jeff, end quote. Last month, Duncan Hunter was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges that he and his wife used more than $250,000 in campaign funds to pay for personal expenses. And Chris Collins of New York was indicted on charges of insider trading. Trump called them, quote, two very popular Republican congressmen, end quote. Robert Mueller's investigation into possible obstruction of justice and Russian interference in the 2016 election will continue, despite Rudy Giuliani's claims that the probe should have ended on September 1st. Giuliani's September 1st deadline comes from an informal Justice Department guideline that discourages investigators from affecting elections. The midterm elections will be held on November 6th. Giuliani also said that the White House is likely to attempt to block a full public release of Mueller's final report on his Russia investigation. Giuliani once again described the special counsel's investigation as a witch hunt and said that the White House would object to the public disclosure of information that might be covered by executive privilege. When asked whether the White House would raise objections to the publication of the full report, Giuliani said, I'm sure we will, and noted that Trump would be the one who, quote, would make the final call, end quote. On Capitol Hill, 42,000 pages of documents related to Brett Kavanaugh, Trump's Supreme Court nominee, were released only hours before Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings were set to begin today. The Trump administration claimed executive privilege and withheld some 100,000 documents related to Kavanaugh's time in the George W. Bush administration. Before serving in the Bush administration, Kavanaugh was a key deputy to independent counsel Kenneth Starr and supported tough questioning of President Clinton about his encounters with Monica Lewinsky. Later, Kavanaugh wrote an article in 2009 for the Minnesota Law Review that claimed any civil and criminal investigations of a president should take place only once the president is out of office, due to the fact that they are, quote, time-consuming and distracting, end quote. Before Kavanaugh's hearing even began this morning, Democrats were pushing to adjourn the hearings, and protesters repeatedly interrupted the proceedings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chuck Grassley's opening remarks were delayed for 90 minutes as Democratic senators interrupted the chairman over the last-minute document dump.
Good morning. I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome to Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful
hearing
on this nominee.
Democrats are expected to press Kavanaugh on his positions on Roe v. Wade, the scope of executive power, health care, gun control, and same-sex marriage. Kavanaugh is not expected to offer any commitment to recuse himself from cases which involve investigations of Trump, including a possible constitutional fight over a subpoena of the president. And in the polls, Politico says 37% of voters believe the Senate should confirm Kavanaugh, with 29% saying the Senate shouldn't vote, and 34% remain undecided. Among Republican voters, 67% support Kavanaugh's confirmation, while 53% of Democrats say the Senate should not confirm him. The Washington Post says 63% of Americans think Trump and the Republican Party are out of touch with most people in the U.S. By comparison, 51% think the Democratic Party is out of touch. And finally, ABC News says Democratic House candidates lead Republican opponents nationally by 52-38% among registered voters. 60% of voters say they'd rather see the next Congress be controlled by Democrats. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump kicked off Labor Day by attacking a top union leader. 2. The Trump administration is rolling back worker safety regulations affecting underground mine safety inspections, offshore oil rigs, line speeds in meat processing plants, and others. 3. Republicans are considering dropping an effort to push a second phase of tax cuts, which includes a $10,000 annual cap on state and local tax deductions. 4. The Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago is being sued by the Illinois Attorney General for multiple violations of clean water laws and for endangering fish and other aquatic life in the Chicago River. 5. The Kremlin dismissed Trump's warning to the Syrian government not to attack a rebel-held stronghold in Idlib province in Syria. 6. Former Senator John Kill will fill John McCain's seat. 7. Nike made Colin Kaepernick the face of its 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign, which features a black-and-white close-up of the former NFL quarterback, along with the quote, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." 8. Omarosa recorded nearly every conversation she had while working in the White House, including conversations she had with, quote, "all of the Trumps," end quote. And finally, David Hogg, one of the Parkland school shooting survivors, raised nearly $10,000 to put a 2016 tweet by Trump attacking Senator Ted Cruz up on a billboard in Texas. In the tweet, Trump asks, quote, "Why would the people of Texas support Ted Cruz when he has accomplished absolutely nothing for them?" End quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.